This race has featured negative TV ads for several weeks now. Today, the candidates attacked in person, though Thompson and Newman largely left each other alone to go after Hovde. Thompson highlighted Hovde's long residence in Washington, D.C.
Eric Hovde hasn't lived here for 24 years and hasn't voted here in 24 years, and now wants to be the United States Senator.
And Newman attacked Hovde on Thompson's behalf for saying recently that Thompson would have a hard time understanding the economy and financial markets.
Eric, if you'd been in Wisconsin for the last 24 years, you would have learned to respect our governor, Tommy Thompson. And I understand that campaigns are very difficult things. But last week when you questioned his intelligence, I think it was over the top. And I think you owe Governor Thompson an apology.
Hovde went after Thompson for overseeing a massive growth in government when he ran the state. And he smiled when he was attacked by Newman.
You know, Mark, you've been a career candidate. You're pretty much the last 20 years of your life.
Hovde said afterward that criticizing his lack of a voting record was ridiculous, saying he didn't vote often when he lived in Washington, D.C., because there were no conservative candidates. Also running for Republicans is Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald. He largely stayed out of the fray, saying his record of advancing Governor Walker's agenda was what voters were looking for. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.